The latest from podnews.net. Luminary, the self-styled Netflix of podcasting, launches officially today. As The Verge points out, Luminary doesn't have The Daily from The New York Times in it. An in-app message grumpily recommends alternative podcasts. Podcasts from Spotify, Gimlet Media, and Anchor are also unavailable. Perhaps surprisingly, it does currently contain BBC content. The Verge's Dieter Bohn calls this the upcoming podcast wars. Available in Canada, the UK, Australia, and the US, Luminary is priced at $7.99 a month, a third cheaper for Australians, oddly. We tested the website with a Brazilian IP address where Luminary is not supported. Every page, even for free podcasts, forwards to a page explaining that Luminary is unavailable. We tell you how to get round that in our show notes and in our newsletter. And yes, your podcast is there already. Luminary links now appear in our podcast pages, and our availability page now includes Luminary as well. And we link to how to add your podcast, if it isn't there already, in our show notes and in our newsletter today. Luminary's base directory was taken from Apple Podcasts before October the 20th, and podcasts since deleted from Apple's database have not been removed from Luminary's directory. There's no contact point for how to achieve removal of podcasts. In other news, AudioBurst, a speech search engine, has received a further $10 million of funding from an advertising agency and a car company. Hyundai's investment will power, quote, an engaging, screen-free and original voice experience in their vehicles. A new show from the Australian ABC, Democracy Sausage, is, quote, not on iTunes. The curiously titled programme is only available in the ABC Listen app. This isn't, though, a decision to trial exclusivity, as a very short-term made-for-radio programme about next month's Australian federal election, a spokesperson tells us, we consider it as catch-up radio rather than a podcast, hence why it's not appearing in any third-party podcast feeds. So don't worry, Auntie's not gone mad. How to break into podcast advertising is a crash course for advertisers from Megaphone, including advice on style, sound, and best practice. It's linked to from our show notes and our newsletter. Also, a piece looking at Game of Thrones podcasts. There are quite a few of those. And 25% of all Brazilians listen to podcasts regularly, according to statistics quoted by IAB Brazil in an article discussing podcast advertising in the country. In our podcast section today, if you've got an unfinished novel, Bruce Janu did. So he gave himself a kick and turned it into a podcast. The result is Lilac Wine. The audio fiction podcast Dreamland is also mentioned today, along with Design Tomorrow, which comes well recommended by followers of Pod News on Twitter. Dan Taberski and the team behind Missing Richard Simmons are back investigating Cops, the longest-running reality show in TV history. Running from Cops launches today, as does UK reality TV star Lydia Bright's podcast. They return for season two. It's widely touted as the first reality podcast and recorded on a Chromebook and edited on a Chromebook, rather strangely. That's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.